For us as Kadampas, Lamrim is our daily practice. So if we practice these Lamrim meditations every day, both in formal meditation and meditation break, through practicing these Lamrim meditations, we can improve our inner good qualities, we can improve our wisdom. In particular, we will improve our good heart of loving kindness, universal compassion, and especially bodhicitta. And we will definitely gain a realization of emptiness. In particular, through improving our supreme good heart of bodhicitta and our wisdom realizing emptiness, these two in particular, through continually improving them, eventually the inner darkness of ignorance will completely disappear from our mind, together with its imprints. Okay, so through training in Lamrim continuously, eventually all inner darkness and together with its imprints will completely disappear from our mind. What will be the result? So Venerable Geshe-la explains, what is the real nature of enlightenment? So when all the inner darkness completely disappears from our mind together with its imprints, then what? Nothing will be left except the inner light of omniscient wisdom. Our mind and body will become inner light, the nature of omniscient wisdom and great bliss. Our environments, enjoyments, and everything we perceive will become inner light, the nature of omniscient wisdom and great bliss. We will experience only wisdom and bliss. This is enlightenment. This is our ultimate happiness. When we attain this enlightenment, we will experience wisdom and bliss day and night, in life after life, without ceasing. When, by completely developing great compassion and wisdom realizing emptiness, we destroy the inner darkness of ignorance together with its imprints, all contaminated environments, enjoyments, bodies and minds will also disappear, like a candle flame being extinguished. What is left is only the inner wisdom light of bliss. What is left is only the inner wisdom light of bliss. Everything is bliss. When we experience this day and night for the whole of our life and for life after life, this is enlightenment. This is our ultimate happiness. So are we interested in this? Because we can accomplish this. How extraordinary this will be, the final result of our practicing Lamrim, accomplishing the inner wisdom light of bliss. Everything is bliss. All impurity, inner darkness, suffering ceased, completely ceased. everything completely pure. This is our ultimate happiness. Then we will have the ability to lead all living beings to that same state. So we can definitely accomplish this. Okay, but we need to know how. So how is it possible for us to attain enlightenment? Okay, so now we know, we understand what is enlightenment. So how is it possible for us to attain such an accomplishment? Okay. Well, actually, this is very easy to understand because every living being, without exception, even those who are presently animals or even the tiniest insects, have within them the seeds of enlightenment. And this is our Buddha nature. So we should know that this pure potential is indestructible. This is wonderful news. Indestructible, pure potential. So from this point of view, we sentient beings are like enlightened beings in that our root mind, which is our own mind, is by nature completely pure. Completely pure. However, at present, our root mind is covered by the two obstructions. Fortunately, these two obstructions, our delusions and their imprints, are not an intrinsic part of our mind, and they are impermanent. So while our Buddha nature is indestructible, our delusions, together with their imprints, can be completely destroyed through spiritual practice, through Lamrim practice. And when we have accomplished this, then we will realize and experience directly the complete purity of our own mind, our root mind. And therefore, the complete purity of all phenomena. It is possible for us, because we have an indestructible Buddha nature, and we have met an emanation of Buddha, a teacher of wisdom, who is showing us how to accomplish this.